Are you having some mid-back stiffness? Have you tried taking a breath in and feels like you just can't get a deep enough breath? Hi, I'm Dr. Maynard with Optimal Health and Performance, and today we're going to talk about some ways to stretch the mid-back, the rib cage, and try to hopefully get a little bit of breath in.
Optimizing your health with Optimal Health and Performance.
So this is what you're going to do with this exercise. Sit towards the edge of your chair or couch, whatever you're sitting on, okay? It works better in a chair unless it's a really firm couch. Sit towards the edge. Sit really good posture. So you want your legs at 90, back good and tall and straight. You're going to, by keeping your pelvis still, you're going to rotate your shoulder and try to rotate back as far as you can, looking over your shoulder to the right. So I'm running to the right on this go-around. My right shoulder's going back. I'm looking back behind me as far as I can. Once I reach that point that I can't go any further, I want you to take a deep breath in. Hold it for 3 seconds. Breathe it out. As you breathe out, see if you can rotate further. You should be able to add a few more degrees to that rotation. Okay? We'll go through that again. Holding the new range of motion, take a deep breath in. Hold it for 3 seconds and breathe out. As you breathe out, you should be able to reach your range of motion. Now, everyone's different on this. You may be able to get 3 or 4 rounds through that. Some people may only get 1 or 2 when you first start. Okay? So there's no right or wrong way. It's just a matter of you'll reach a point that you cannot rotate any further, regardless of how many times you breathe. Now, let's follow up and do it on the same side, on the opposite side. So, sitting up good and tall still, we're going to rotate to our left, bringing my left shoulder back as far as I can, looking over that left shoulder to as far as I can. I'm going to take that deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, breathe out. As I'm breathing out, I'm going to try to rotate my spine a little more and get a little more range of motion. And then once again, same thing, deep breath in, hold it for 3 seconds, breathe out. As you're breathing out, see if you can get some increased range of motion. Okay. So in so doing this, it's going to help increase rotation through the thoracic spine. Okay. When we look at our spine, the thoracic spine actually has quite a bit of rotation with it, even with the rib cage. Now, a lot of people would think it'd be the opposite of that. They think more of the lumbar spine because the rib cage isn't restricting it. However, your lumbar spine should be for stability and not for mobility. So we want to try to increase that thoracic spine. And that's one way of doing it. Okay. It's just for that rotation, trying to increase it side to side and go from there. Okay. This can also help with some breathing because you're stretching the diaphragm at different angles versus just as you normally sit still and just breathe in and out straight, straightforward looking at someone. So with that rotation, we hit different fibers of the diaphragm, also giving it an opportunity to breathe. Okay. This is a really good exercise to do just to try to get some rotation. It's also a really good one to kind of help stretch through the day. Okay. Also, if you're noticing you have some sinus issues or anything like that, just trying to do that to get that diaphragm to breathe a little bit better is going to help increase and get more fresh oxygen in to help purify the body and clean it. If you have any other issues you'd like to talk to us about, let us know. Drop us a suggestion on our Facebook page. I'm Dr. Maynard with Optimal Health Performance, and have a great day.
Optimizing your health. To find out more on this and other health topics, contact Optimal Health and Performance online at ohpcookville.com.